Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I am really excited to talk to you. I'm a big, massive Kasabian fan. And Fairview Amazing. Park, you're coming over. This is going to be unbelievable. June 16th.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to play Fairview Park a couple of times with one of the bands that I'm in, and it is such an incredible venue.
Wow. No, I can't wait. It's always, you know, the vibe's always massive in Ireland. So, like, you know, they're the ones you earmark, go, that's going to be a good night. Do you know what I mean? I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, it's a big top, like a big tent as well, which is such a great type of place to play.
The tent is the one, yes, by the way, like, because it holds in all the energy and all the sound, and it just feels like, right, like, feels like 1992 raves, man. Like when everyone is just on the same tip. Oh, that is exciting. The big top is the one.
Yes, you're going to absolutely love it. And we're going to love you coming. It's going to be so good. Obviously, when you're playing, we will hear the hits, as we always want. But there's going to be new music, because Act 3, this new album, you got a new single, Great Pretender. Like, we're loving this stuff, Serge.
Thank you. Yeah. It's great. The album's July 17. Mm-hmm. It draws from, you know, there's elements of all the records. So, you know, you'll hear elements of like Kasabian, Empire, West Rider, hearing it. And obviously you don't, when you're making it, you're sort of in the middle of it. You don't really know what's going on. But now I'm having to talk about it, and I've listened to it a few times just to sort of hear what was going on. Because, like I said, at the time, you're just in it. It's just in it. So it's a beautiful record. If you followed Kasabian from the start, then I think you're going to really dig it. And especially live as well. I mean, they're all sort of that in a lot of ways, this record, it's like, if it can make the set list, then it makes the record, you know, that's kind of the, you know what I mean? So if it's not making the set list, it's not getting on the album, because, you know, so all these
tracks
we
can
play. You know?
Because it feels like, what I've heard sounds, it's guitar-y, it's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. Every now and again, I get the guitar sort of calls me back, because I get lost in synth world quite a fair bit. But then, you know, it's just, riffs and guitars and just, you know, there's not many bands left, you know?
You're right. I remember seeing a shocking stat recently that there's been one band in the US top 40 in like 10 years or something like something crazy. Gosh. Now, I don't know exactly how true that is, but it was something like that, which is just, what is happening?
I feel like it's more and more is coming around. And you know, playing these outdoor shows, and the festivals we're going to be playing all summer, I think that's where, you know, that's the culture. That's where you sort of, you know, get back to, like, kids coming, being like 16, 17 and going and then seeing a band that can change your life. You know what I mean? And I think that's where it happens. You know, it'll be those gigs at Fairview Park where you'll get just mates there going, you know what, we should do that. Like, rather than seeing someone, press play and dance about to a laptop, which whatever, but then it's like, no, I want to learn that instrument, and that's what I want to do for the rest of life.
Oh, you're sorry.
That's what happens.
I've got that happening in my house. My eldest is 16, and he just went to see Deftones, his first ever gig on his own, went with his mate, came back, and all he does now is play guitar in his room. You know what I mean? That's what happens.
That's exactly it. You know, that's exactly it. And more of that, you know, let's just do more of that.
What a song. As I said, it's getting heavy. This new record, I'm very excited about Act 3. Not your third album though, let's be honest. So do you feel like do you feel like this is the third, iteration of Kasabian or something?
In a way, the last 6 years has felt like an opera of sorts. Mm. And this is kind of like, this sort of ties up all the loose ends, of the last 6 years. And it's like, it just felt like, you know, all roads have led to this record. We make it, and then, you know, we go to new, you know, we find new planets after this, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we, you know, this is kind of like, you know, this just, this, 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 draws the a close to this period, and then we move on to
move on again. I love the way you guys reinvent yourselves that way. It is brilliant. And listen, I got a question I ask guitar players. So it's okay, I'm going to ask you this as well, right? Because I'm a guitar player. I've collected guitars for years. So what I like to do is play a little game of, do I own more guitars than? Okay. So for example, I own more guitars than Bryan Adams, but I own fewer guitars than The Edge from U2, unsurprisingly.
Yes.
Okay, so
he likes his guitars.
Can you give me a ballpark figure of what is in Serge Bizzorno's collection?
Not many. You know what? I don't know what Bryan Adams is clocking in, but I don't think I'm that many either, you know. Off the top of my head, what was in the studio right now? There's 5, 6, and 7. Maybe there's another 5 ones. So I reckon I'm around like the 14, I reckon.
Sirs, they are rookie numbers, my friend.
No, honestly, I'm not your guitar man, but honestly, I'm a strange guitar player because I like old things that are battered. Like, I've got no respect. I like guitars with 3 strings on.
Gotcha.
I like to really work for the sound. I like things that are out of tune, that have got a story. And I don't go dead. Like, ones I've got my sort of, you know, my go-tos, and I just think, like, yeah, unless I see something that needs a home, I'm that
guy,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you want to rehome a guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not like, there's like 20 grand on a Les Paul. It's like, nah, not for me. Like, I want that, like, there's one in there that's 300 quid and it's like, hang it, it's just falling to pieces.
You want to go to the guitar shelter, not the guitar store.
Exactly.
I'm going to adopt a guitar. Well,
that's me, exactly.
If we give you 15, then you'll be shocked to know that I have 50 more than you.
What?
Yeah.
65.
At least. I know, it's crazy.
What are you talking about? Where you put them all?
I know. My wife is the most patient woman. The stairs on the way up to our bedroom, Serge, is like a guitar shop. Like,
what,
honestly,
are you thinking?
I don't know.
But you can't. You need to get rid of a few because you can't. What are you doing? How many are you playing? Like,
I've been so good. I've been selling some. I'm on the way to a manageable collection number as I get a bit older. That's my plan.
Let me get this right. So you're walking up the stairs in your house and you've got guitars hanging on the wall.
I would have 35 guitars hanging on the wall of the stairs and landing. Yeah.
Bro, that is bad. That's like Slash gear. That's some like weird mad 80s metal guy.
That's me. That's literally what I am.
You've got too much money, man. That's crazy.
Trust me, they're all rescue dogs from 300 quid. Trust me, Serge. Come here. We cannot wait to see you in Fairview Park. It's going to be unbelievable. June 16th.
Amazing.
It's going to be amazing because Sabian here and the new album Mac 3 out July 17th. Serge, thanks so much for taking the time. I know I'm busy.
I cannot wait
to see it. It's going to be so good in Fairview.
It's going to be unbelievable. In that tent, man, that's going to be where it's at.
Okay, love it. Serge, thanks so much.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Care.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.